Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is a treat. One of the most beloved figures in recent Philadelphia sports history, former Flyer, now head coach of the Phoenix Coyotes.
Arizona Coyotes.
Rick Tocchet is with us. Hi, Rick.
How are you? Well, I make that mistake too sometimes. I'll say Phoenix every once in a while.
All right, but you in Arizona is kind of a weird thing. Could you tell us what it's like there right now in the middle of this crisis?
Yeah, we're kind of last state kind of lockdown. So, we're practicing safe distance and stuff like that, but a lot of people are outside. The weather's so, good, right? So a lot of people on the trail. It's an outdoor kind of a place, right? Because everybody exercises, walks around. So, same thing. It's a lot of takeout, a lot of people take out there, and the weather's nice. That's the one thing with the weather being nice, you can go through the day, breaking your day up, other than stay in the house.
I'm just wondering, like, if I was there, Rick, and we wanted to go out to have a nice soup for lunch, would we would not? We'd have to bring it home. Is that right?
Yes, curbside pickup, and the people. There's a couple of restaurants here that they know I like my soup, so it's usually nice and hot.
Oh man, I gotta tell you. Right? Josie, we enjoy it. So,
love a soup.
Thanks to Rick. Now we go wedding soup sometimes.
Oh, I love
Rick.
Wedding soup.
We'll do a nice Manhattan clam chowder.
I still love a chicken noodle soup.
You love a chicken noodle.
Yeah.
Rick, if you had one last meal, what soup would you order?
Ooh, that's a great one. Probably, God rest her soul, my mom's tortellini in Grotto. She used to make this tortellini and this chicken broth, but she used to powder. I should put some other stuff in there. So I'd say tortellini soup for sure.
All right, Rick. Nice. You were right on the bubble of the playoffs when this thing shut down. What's your best read on this? Is there going to be any more season?
Well, I think obviously, if we get to this, and I think we all will, I think there'll be some kind of makeshift season. I don't think they can just. I don't think they're just going to gas the season and wait till the following. I think they're going to try to get it in somehow, some makeshift play. And it might be just the teams that are in the playoffs they're in right now. If that happens, and they do some kind of shortened version of it, I could see that happening and then maybe prolong the season. I could see that happening as well.
All right, Rick, here's the thing. One of the reasons we wanted to get you on, I'd seen this documentary on Bob Probert, Tough Guy. And
yes.
It's a really great, there's so much great fighting in it. And you're a terrific fighter yourself. And then I found out, it wasn't in the documentary, you squared off against Probert. You fought Bob Probert. Is that right, Rick?
Yeah. We fought in Detroit. He was a scary individual, that guy. You just didn't know which guy you're going to get on every night. Sometimes you line up to him and hey, what's going on? Everything good? And then the next day, if he didn't talk to you, you knew you were in trouble. He was in a bad mood.
All right, well, Jonesy was kind of analyzing the fight with us, and he said, this is typical Tocchet. You were trying to headbutt him. He said when Tocchet got into the fight, he was a very dirty fighter.
It was mean.
You were mean and dirty. Is that correct, Rick?
Well, I didn't really want to fight, so when I saw a guy, I would want to like, you know, be a little bit dirty because I don't want to fight the guy again. So maybe he didn't want to fight me again because I was dirty. That was kind of my repertoire. I mean, I tried to be fairly clean, but the odd times, it's a fight. You know, what are you going to do? You know, the object's to fight a guy.
All right, but Jones, you would tell me that when you played against Tockett, he was one of the meanest
guys.
He
was, and I had to keep him. It was my rookie season, and Pittsburgh was winning cups at that time.
Right.
And we always played the Penguins in the playoffs when I was with the Capitals, and Terry Murray would always tell me, go after that Tockett. I'm thinking, man, this guy is an animal. You get in a scrum with him, your eyeballs hanging out the side of your head.
So, but you have a whole different personality off the ice, Rick. What was that about on the ice with the competitive spirit?
Well, I mean, back then it was just, it was like the thing. Here's the question: is Jonesy? He was the best verbal barrage guy ever. He'd just destroy you verbally. You know, that's what he'd say. He'd get you mean. He'd line up against you as a puck would drop, and he'd say something like, you know, I can't even say it on the radio. He was Jonesy was one of the best guys. There was a guy, Steve Thomas.
Yeah.
Ty Domi tells me the story that before the playoffs, game one, he said something not too nice about his wife, and it got a little bit crazy. That Ty told me that. Is that true, Jonesy?
Well, that one lasted a long time. And Chief was on the other. Chief was on the air after the playoff series ended. You know, when you're shaking hands.
Yeah.
And it's usually, hey, good luck, buddy, whatever. It's over. The series is over. He grabbed my hand. They won the series, too.
Yeah.
He grabbed my hand, squeezed it really tightly, and said, look me right in the eye. He said, I swear on my kids' heads, I'm going to kill you next year.
Did he?
Yeah, well, we had to fight. Then I fought him.
Yeah.
The first game back of the next time we met next season. And after I fought him, which he was tough, but I knew how to handle myself as far as making sure I didn't get beat up. So then I finished the fight. I went over to the Leaf bench right after the fight, and I said, who's next, boys? Who's next?
Well, this is what's been going on, Rick, all right? Because we were talking about this fighting, and Jonesy goes, you know, you guys have understated what a good fighter Keith Jones was. He said that he kicked the crap out of Kasparaitis. He said he beat up Sacco. You were his teammate. Was Jonesy a good fighter?
I would call him what class? I wouldn't put him as a middleweight. He's probably in that flyweight division. honestly, when it comes to the verbal barrage, he was one of the best. Absolutely. I mean, he single-handedly destroyed some teams just with his mouth. He was excellent at that.
But then didn't a teammate have to come and do the fight because he started it with his mouth?
But why do you think Craig Berube is one of his best friends?
All right, good.
They'd be in the corner, and Jonesy would just count the three in his head. Like, he'd go in there, he'd kind of, get in a scrum, he'd start poking his eyes, and then all of a sudden he'd have a clock in his head. One, two, three, and here comes Chief.
Daddy's home.
All right.
Daddy's home.
All right, Rick, I'm glad you brought up Berube, and I know you're real close with him and all that. Berube or Probert, who is a better fighter?
Well, that's a tough one, but I'll tell you what. I witnessed Craig Berube beat Probert up twice on the ice, really pretty bad. Well, you know what? I'll be honest, and I can say this, they're both great fighters, but I would take Chief. I really would.
Wow.
Even though, listen, God rest his soul, Bob Probert was a heck of a fighter and a good hockey player, but I think Chief, pound for pound, he's pretty tough, man. He could swing his fist pretty good.
Well, all right.
I wouldn't want to get in a fight with Chief, put it that way.
All right, well, now I'm going to use the expertise of your good friend Al Morgant. Mm-hmm. Al said he knows a guy tougher than both of them, Dave Brown.
Better fighter.
True or false, Rick?
I'd have to agree with Al. Al's right. Al was with that team, right, Al? Were you with us?
He was the best.
I'll tell you a story real quick. There's a guy that my first exhibition game that used to play in my junior team. Real tough guy. Just scared the hell out of us. Well, he ended up signing with this team, Minnesota, and he was skating around in warm, but I was scared. This guy was lit. He was one of those real ugly-looking, dirty guys. Dave Brown, on the first step of the game, grabbed this guy and broke his orbit bone, and the guy retired. True story.
Career ender.
Third down was pretty tough.
Wow. All right, there's one other thing I got to, because Jonesy tells a lot of stories, you know, there's a little more downtime now, and he tells this story about a foursome. It's you, Al, Jonesy, and your friend.
Some guy from Vegas.
Jonesy, could you pick up what happened?
Yeah, we were playing golf. Yeah. We played the first 13.
Little Mill.
At Little Mill.
Yeah.
And we played the first 13 holes, and I couldn't hit a shot. Every drive I took, my driver ended up in the woods. And this guy just started busting my stones. He said, did you used to play on that 74 team with the Flyers? And he was giving me some shots as I'm going along, right? So on the 13th hole, I said, all right, I'm going to play the rest of this round with my putter. I'll bet you $1,000
a hole
that I'll beat you.
Wow.
And this guy was this guy was hitting every shot down the middle, and then Al can take it from there.
And then he goes, so he had not missed a single shot.
Yeah.
I'm like, Jonesy, you are nuts. He gets up there with the putter and hits a drive. I am not exaggerating. Over 200 yards down the middle with the putter.
Yeah.
Rick, is this
the
true?
The next guy. Yeah. It's true.
So Jonesy wins a couple holes. He's up like, I don't know, $3,000 on this guy.
Oh, wow.
We can see the guy getting real tight. Then Jonesy hits one in the sand trap. So then, you know, the guy kind of laughs. I think you might have played that one hole for $2,000 or something.
Yeah, wow. We did, yeah.
And Jonesy went in the bunker, and the guy started laughing because, you know, how do you hit the ball out of a bunker with a putter? Like, it's almost impossible. Well, Jonesy, I don't know what he does. He just winds up and it blasts. It comes off the lip. It goes on the green. It was 6 feet.
Yeah. No.
I spit his ass face like he saw a ghost. What do you have with $5,000 or something?
I think it was six, and but the, I never made him.
Here's the best part. After he makes the shot,
right,
Jonesy breaks winds and shakes his leg at the guy.
No.
Oh, my
Rick,
God.
Rick, that didn't happen.
I told the guy later, I go, hey, Jonesy wants his money, so I kept the money.
I knew you were dirty.
You kept the money, Rick. That's too good. Rick, that's too good. I really hope they get to play again, Rick, and you guys get into playoffs.
Yeah.
You know how much we love you this time.
Stay off the rollerblades there.
Rhea's got something.
Yeah,
go
Rick,
ahead, Rhea.
Ray Panacci from NovaCare wanted to say thanks. You know, the Coyotes use Select Medical, which is a division of NovaCare, and one of the reasons the deal got done is when Ray saw, he goes, wait a minute, Rick Tockett's the head coach. Yeah, he goes way back with us, back to the Croce days. So.
Rick, you had some accident yesterday. Were you skating? What were you doing?
I've been rolling the last week. Just got back into it, and I went for a pretty good tumble. I went down hard. I went down. So I'm gonna get some equipment. I gotta get those knee pads and disc guards and stuff. I wasn't wearing those things.
You must have been stick handling again.
Rick, be well, my friend. Be well.
All right, guys. This is guys. Take care.
Thanks,
great
talk.
Rick talking.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.